As I mentioned in the previous year, this parsha, in Parshat Elchanan, is the beginning of Ne'um HaMitzvot, a speech about mitzvot, for which Dvarim is called Mishneh Torah. Right? That's why it's called sort of a revisiting the whole Torah, because a great number of the mitzvot are revisited here and perhaps modified or adjusted for the new reality of entering the land. After the introduction of the Seret HaDibrot, which we talked about last time, Moshe continues the speech by expressing how this collection of mitzvot is sort of a constitution of Israel's life in the land. He says as follows: Zot HaMitzvah HaChukim VeHaMishpatim Asher Tiva Adonai Eloheichem Lamed Etchem Lasot Ba'aret Asher Atem Omrim Sham Lerishta. This is the mitzvah in the general sense. The general commandment, the laws and the precepts that God has commanded you to teach you to perform in the land that you're going to take possession of. Leman tira et Adonai Elohecha lismor et kol chukotav u'mitzvotam, that you fear or that you revere the Lord your God to keep all of his mitzvot, shel anochi mitzvecha, as I'm commanding you, Moshe says. But you and your son and your grandson, in other words, this is how you stay in the land for generations, in order to, you know, such that your leman yarechun yamecha, right? So that you'll extend your lives. It's not just your lives, but the lives of your family that will continue to live in the land for generation upon generation by keeping the Torah. V'shamata Yisrael v'shamarta la'asot, you need to hear this, Israel, and to take care to perform these things. Asher yitav lecha, asher tirgun me'od, kasher diber Adonai Elohei avotecha lach, eretz zavat chalav u'dvash. In other words, it's all to your own good, so that you'll multiply, as God had promised to your fathers, to your forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to give you this land of flowing with milk and honey. Immediately following this introduction, which insists on the importance of keeping the mitzvot as being the way in which Israel continued to live in the land, we get the first parsha of Kretshma, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then Ve'ahavta. Hopefully everybody is familiar with these verses. Let's pay closer attention, though, to what actually is there. It starts with the statement, right? Or it's not really the statement, it's more Moshe is calling out to Israel, Shema Yisrael. Right? He's addressing them. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? God is our God and He is one. He's saying, listen to this, pay attention to this. This is, you know, it's not an accident that this is a mitzvah to say every day, right? This is an assertion which is absolutely central to our identity. This notion of Yichud Hashem, the notion of there's only one God, is one of the central messages of the Torah. But in this context, we see that it's part of this whole constitution in which Moshe is trying to instruct the people of Israel that their continued success and survival is a direct result of them keeping the mitzvot while they're living in the land. And so the point of departure from that is that Hashem is our God, but He's also the one God. You know, there is no other place to turn, which of course is going to become a problem for them if they're going to be attracted to the local false gods, to the local pagan gods of the land, and they need to sort of keep front and center this idea of there's only one God. And this, in Chazal, described this idea as Kabbalat Ol Machut Shamayim, right, as the acceptance of the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. And that is a mitzvah that we is imposed upon us twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, that we need to make what I've called in other contexts sort of a pledge of allegiance, right? We need to declare our allegiance to God twice a day, morning and evening, get up before we go to bed. That's part of a way of sort of building our consciousness and resisting the temptations we're going to encounter when we enter the land. The parasha continues, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, right, the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem, which is obviously directly related, right? Once you recognize Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then the next stage is to build a relationship with Him. It's to understand that your life needs to be devoted to Him. And right, as it goes on, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha, right, with all of your heart, with all your will, all of them have to be devoted and dedicated to God. And this is part of that declaration, but it's also a separate mitzvah that something to be worked on and developed throughout a person's life. How does he develop Ahavat Hashem? The Rambam, in the end of the Hilchot Tshuva, has a beautiful passage where he elaborates upon that. I suggest to anyone who is interested, it's an interesting place to start thinking about Ahavat Hashem. Then the parasha goes on with the mitzvah essentially of Talmud Torah, right? Or passing this on to the future generations by means of Talmud Torah, b'shinan tamlim anecha v'dibam ta'abav, b'shiftecha v'mitecha v'lech lecha v'derech, v'mishach v'cha v'kumecha, right? Chazal use all kinds of techniques to extract halachot from these ideas, but fundamentally the principle here of b'shinan tamlim anecha is that the ways in which we're going to maintain this consciousness of keeping the mitzvot is by passing it on to our son, repeating it, to repeat, right? Just repeating it over and over to them, that by learning the Torah, and by going over the Torah, and by exposing oneself to the Torah, one also develops the ability to practice the Torah, and that, of course, that practice of the Torah is the essential element to both keeping God's word and also to the success of Am Yisrael. That's, as we said in the beginning, Asher Yitav Lecha, it's good for you, Asher Tirbun Me'od, and so that you'll be multiplied greatly. So the success of Am Yisrael is a function of them keeping the Torah. And then, of course, at the end, we have two mitzvot, which seem to be very intimately connected to this idea. We have the mitzvah of tefillin, and we have the mitzvah of mezuzah, right? Kshatam leot al yadecha, v'yudot tefot ben ignecha, and uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, v'yisha'arecha. Right? These two mitzvot are mitzvot which are also intimately connected with the idea of developing a reality or a routine in which our consciousness of God is raised all the time. Right? In principle, the mitzvah of tefillin isn't just in the morning when you daven. In principle, the mitzvah of tefillin is all the time. There's all kinds of reasons why we don't wear tefillin all day, but Chazal wore tefillin all day, at least the Tanaim certainly did. And mezuzah, of course, is a permanent fixture on your doorpost. Both of them contain the parashot of Shema. They contain the parashot of these ideas. In other words, we don't just say these words, we essentially surround ourselves with these words in physical manifestation of these words by wrapping or tying them to our heads and to our arms and by placing them at the entrance to our house. So everywhere we go and every way thing that we do, we're constantly surrounded by this idea of how to remain contacting with God, how to understand the centrality of keeping the God awareness in our lives. The way we do this, of course, given the fact of routine, which makes all these things much more difficult, and we all have had this experience, you know, even when we daven every day, to turn that into a real event of tefillah is a challenge and quite an energy. But sort of in an interesting way, the way that we generate or we maintain God awareness is by creating a routine in which is almost unavoidable. Right? We're constantly, so to speak, tripping over opportunities to remember this, right? When we wear our tefillin, later on in Parsha, in Kriyat Shema, it's not in this Parsha, it's in Parshat Shlach, which is a similar idea. That's why Chazal attached it to the Parsha of Kriyat Shema. But we're constantly tripping over these ideas of the centrality of God in our awareness, And that is how Moshe Rabbeinu opens his speech about all the mitzvot. These are the first mitzvot of that speech as a way of sort of generating that consciousness. Later on, of course, we're going to get much more sort of practical kinds of mitzvot, which are not about generating consciousness, but about how you act and how you behave to yourself, towards others, how you worship, all these things. But we open with this exhortation, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and its physical manifestations in the practice of Talmud Torah, and in the mitzvah of Tehillim, and in the mitzvah of Mezuzah. Shabbat Shalom.